Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 166 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, very exciting, one of the most, at least my opinion, one of the most exciting Lamborghinis to come out to this date. We're going to be talking about the rear-wheel drive version of the Lamborghini Huracan Evo. Now, just everything about this Huracan makes me just I got a little bit of adrenaline rush going on, even just looking at it. And I'm not sure if everybody saw the advertisement, the video that Lamborghini put out there. If you haven't, I legitimately can't put it on this podcast episode or on the YouTube video because there'd be a copyright thing. But find the recent ad Lamborghini created for the Lamborghini Huracan Evo that's rear-wheel drive, and even you will get as excited as I am. So let's just dive right into the details. Let's go ahead and just start talking about it. It's got 610 horsepower and 413 pound-feet of torque, utilizing a 7-speed dual-clutch transmission. Now, that is a little bit less power than what we're used to with the normal Lamborghini Huracan Evo and the all-wheel drive Huracan. Reason being, it's to compensate for really just that. It's no longer all-wheel drive. That power is going straight to the rear wheels, so the slight decrease in power is meant to just be able to manage the car. Top speed is still the same of 202 miles per hour. 0 to 60 is still a mere quick 3.3 seconds compared to the 2.9 that is the all-wheel drive version. Now, when making a car, or converting it, I should say, from all-wheel drive to rear-wheel drive, it's not just a few mechanical aspects that go on. There's some technical and electrical aspects that have to be taken into consideration too. And I actually have that list here from Lamborghini. Is that Lamborghini's Performance Traction Control System that they call PTCS and the Lamborghini Dynamic Steering System, LDS, have both been completely reconfigured to manage the torque split to compensate for the car being rear-wheel drive. Other changes include a little bit of inspiration, as Lamborghini is saying, for the rear-wheel drive Huracan Evo. It is, and this is actually from their website, the car is inspired by the nose of a shark. I think it's pretty self-explanatory that Aventadors and Huracans have always looked like sharks. They're just so beautiful and sexy. I'm not trying to say sharks are sexy or anything, but you can tell they have some shark inspiration in them. And what that specifically means is a brand new wider front air intake and new bumper design allow for improved aerodynamics for the Huracan Evo rear-wheel drive version. Additionally, there is also a brand new rear F-duct spoiler, which comes directly from Lamborghini Motorsports, and a rear diffuser, which also helps increase in downforce for overall aerodynamic gains. So we've got drivetrain changes, we've got a little bit of engine changes, and we got some, traction control and steering changes as well. So the rear-wheel drive Huracan Evo is definitely a different car compared to the all-wheel drive version. Now, from a technological standpoint, I'm very excited about this, just talking about it. So Lamborghini is utilizing their brand new 8.4-inch touchscreen, which is HMI, which stands for Human Machine Interface, with the Evo, which we already know about. It's a brand new infotainment system that's touchscreen. But for the Huracan Evo rear-wheel drive, which they just introduced, and going forward will be available in all Huracan models, the car now comes with Alexa. So every Huracan going forward now comes with Alexa, the voice command system. You can use it for changing music. You want to make a phone call, change interior light settings. You want to change the interior temperature. Even in the ad Lamborghini put out, I was telling you, Alexa can even open your garage door for you. It just changes the whole driving experience to just be unique, just be, you know, different and desirable. And this is such an exciting vehicle, and it might be my favorite entry-level supercar taking it just now. So deliveries are expected to take place in the spring of 2020, which is just a few months from now, and it's got a brand new lower MSRP of $208,571. That is one hell of a competitive price point for a supercar. You're depending on the spec of McLaren 570 you have, that the Huracan is now in price range of the 570, 911 Turbo S, and I just, oh God, it's kind of hard for me to say this because it was just the other episode I was saying how the McLaren 570S might be my favorite entry-level supercar, but now that we're talking about the rear-wheel drive Lamborghini Huracan Evo that's been updated and is fresh and new and comes with technological advancement, now I'm even more excited about this one. So I think the Huracan Evo rear-wheel drive version for me is topping the king and is now my favorite entry-level supercar for being in the low $200,000 range. Now, of course, with every Lamborghini, ad personam is available, which, if you're not familiar with that, is Lamborghini's custom tailor-made program. So if you went to them, your nearest Lamborghini dealer, and you said, I want to customize this thing head to toe, that's what ad personam is for you. But ladies and gentlemen, let me know what you think about the brand new rear wheel drive Lamborghini Huracan Evo. Are you as excited about it as I am? Are you not excited about it? Do you think other entry-level supercars are better? Just let me know what you think. If you're watching the video, you keep seeing me, I keep looking back. It's because I keep looking at the side profile of the car and the front bumper. I am just completely captivated by it. I am completely captivated by the rear-wheel drive Huracan Evo. But ladies and gentlemen, that's all we got for you today for episode number 166. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you're checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well. And once you get there, just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. If by chance you already are watching on YouTube, bless your heart. Thank you so much for stopping by. Anything you guys ever need from me, just shoot me an email. info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the link in the description, your guys' go-to source for the best car apparel out there. Looking for your favorite hat, shirt, jacket, accessory from your favorite car company, www.tog.com. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune into our next episode, number 167, talking about Bugatti has teased a brand new vehicle that they will be unveiling soon. Very exciting. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.